Where is God in the midst of impossible situations? Hey, this is Sheree at Bible Project. In this episode, we're learning from Ruth. She grew up in a nation that violently opposed God and his people, and then she lost everything. Despite these impossible circumstances, Ruth became an example of God's loyal love. Today, Carissa will lead us in a reflection on God's merciful character and the hope he offers to all who trust in him through hard times. Listen in.
In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. This is a really bad start. The days of the judges were some of the darkest of Israel's story, and famine is bad news. And it gets worse. Our main characters, Elimelech, Naomi, and their sons, move to Moab, and the sons marry Moabite women, Ruth being one of these women. Whenever you come across a setting or a place in the Bible, try and ask, what significance does this place have in the story of the Bible? The biblical authors are really selective in what they include. So, what's the author trying to draw attention to by telling us where the story takes place? Moab is one of Israel's first and worst enemies in the biblical story. In fact, one of the key passages in the Torah that speaks of the coming Messiah is in an oracle against Moab. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter, in other words, a king, will rise from Israel. He will crush the foreheads of Moab. Moab is an enemy of Israel and their God. The story of Ruth brings up an important question. The biblical story centers on the people of Israel, but what about the other or enemy nations like Moab? What's God's disposition toward them? The story of Ruth shows us that God's love is not limited to one nation. In fact, he extends faithfulness and care to those from one of Israel's fiercest enemies, a Moabite named Ruth. The character of Ruth depicts a faithful woman, a widow, from this enemy nation. She trusts God, is a recipient of his faithfulness, and plays a key role in God's plan to raise up his future Messiah. Ruth stands out among the other Moabites in her faithfulness to Naomi and to the God of Israel. When Naomi's husband and two sons suddenly die, one of these is Ruth's husband, she's left with nothing and her survival is threatened. But Ruth is exceedingly loving and loyal to Naomi. Ruth says to her, "Don't urge me to leave you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." So Ruth expresses faithfulness to Naomi and also to God. During the time of the judges, when the Israelites were forsaking Yahweh and following other gods, Ruth, a Moabite, was forsaking her gods and following Yahweh. Later in the story, when she meets Boaz, he says he's heard of her faithfulness, and he blesses her, saying, "May you be richly rewarded by Yahweh, the God of Israel, under whose wings you've come to take refuge." Ruth has taken refuge in Yahweh. In other words, she's placed her trust in him. And this is God's desire, that all humanity, even his enemies, would trust and take refuge in him. God works through Ruth's trust in him. Here we see God take an impossible situation, a poor Moabite widow during the time of the judges and famine, and very practically bring about something amazing. Both Boaz and Ruth are held up as faithful people who trust God. Through them, God brings about a son, and this is both an act of care for Ruth and Naomi, who now have security and provision of life, but it's more than that. This son is an ancestor of the future king, David. Ruth, a Moabite woman who trusts in God, becomes a vital part of the line of Israel's kings and eventually of Jesus, the Messiah. This lineage is so important to the author that the book ends with a genealogy. Whenever you come across one of these, try to discern what the purpose is. Is it connecting two stories across a time gap? Is it showing which nations come from different people? Here, the genealogy is showing that the story we've been reading about Ruth is actually the story of David, the king of Israel, and the son of David, the Messiah. So again, we see here that God's plans for the house of David weren't limited to Israel alone. He desires all humanity to trust in him. Ruth is a story written in the context of ancient Israel. but with significance that reaches far beyond that moment in history to the future Messiah King. This is how the story fits into the overarching storyline of Scripture. The story also has significance for us as we read. Here are a few things to ponder that might have significance for our own lives. First, we learn the way of loyal love. Ruth is a character who models what faithfulness to God looks like. It involves both trust in God, remember how she said to take refuge in him, and it also involves faithfulness to humans, remember how she commits herself to Naomi. This is exactly what God lays out as the way of life for his people, to love him and to love others. Second, we learn the way of impartial mercy. God's not only concerned with a select few, but desires his enemies to become his people, not just in the New Testament, but also in the Hebrew Bible. He desires that those who don't know him would come to take refuge in him or trust him, following the example of Ruth, the Moabite widow. He cares for all humanity, and this truth should shape our disposition as well. Third, we learn the way of relentless hope. God can work the most impossible of situations toward beautiful things. He will be faithful to his promises. Even during this impossible time, the time of the judges, famine, and exile in Moab, God was continuously at work, faithfully fulfilling his promises. Ruth is a mother in the line of King David and the Messiah that comes from his line, Jesus. Check out the genealogy on the opening pages of Matthew to see Ruth and some other really significant mothers in the lineage of Jesus himself. The story of Ruth is meant to encourage us that even when life is difficult, God is there, faithfully working through the circumstances of our lives and weaving things together to bring about beauty. So in the midst of pain and loss, we can have hope.
Ruth 2, 11 through 12. Boaz replied, "I've been told about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Ruth 2, 11 through 12.
Now let's review. The book of Ruth shows us what loyal love looks like. It's trusting God and faithfully committing ourselves to support those around us who are in need. In Ruth's story, we also learn about God's impartial mercy. No matter a person's background, they are valued and included in the family of Jesus simply by trusting and following him. Lastly, the book of Ruth reminds us of the relentless hope of God. When things are overwhelmingly difficult, God is still there, writing a story that leads us to the life of Jesus. Loyal love, impartial mercy, relentless hope. These are great lessons. Let's zoom in to reflect on the hope of God. Listen closely and feel free to pause if you'd like more time. Here's our first question. What feels impossibly difficult in your life or community right now? God is present in and through hard times. There is hope. Take a moment now to think about that and remember that God cares for you and your community. Now, take a moment to pray. Ask God to transform your impossible circumstances into brilliant new possibilities.
Thanks for joining us for today's reflection. In closing, let's pray. God, thank you for your loyal love, your impartial mercy, and your relentless hope. You never leave your people in hard times. You include and support all who come to you for help. And your help leads to more life and hope than we could begin to measure. God, you know how much loss and pain is in our world. We bring it all to you right now. Transform our impossible circumstances into brilliant new possibilities. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, guess what? There's an animated video and more study questions to help you reflect on today's lesson. Go check it out at bibleproject.com/study. Today's message was by Dr. Carissa Quinn. Our show production and scripture reading was by Dan Gummel. Our theme music by Grant William Harold. And I'm Sheree Hayes, your host. Reflections is more than a podcast. It's a community of friends who are reflecting on the Bible all throughout the week. Will you take a moment to tell us your name, where you're from, and how you listen to the Reflections podcast? Keep your message to 12 seconds or less and upload your audio file at bibleproject.com/reflections. Bible Project is a crowdfunded nonprofit located in Portland, Oregon. We provide free resources so we can all experience the Bible as a unified story that leads to Jesus. It's free because of the generosity of people from all around the world, just like you. Thank you.